You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Man, football is on. My coffee cup is full. My cigar is freshly lit. It must be Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's right, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We do this every Sunday. It's called Toward Anarchy. I'm your host, Michael Storm. And what we do is we come here and I don't know, I just talk to people that I want to talk to and do what I want to do. And you're just along for the ride. That's what it really comes down to. No, I just want you to really believe and understand that I guess words are important. What people say, what people do. Those things are important, not what they pretend, what they show. There's this whole idea behind the anarchy, the name, and presenting it instead of choosing some other topic. I just call it the Michael Storm Show and make it about me, whatever. But really, I want it to be about that idea that people are assuming that a thing is something they've been told that it is by the media, by politicians, by social norms, whatever it is, as opposed to knowing what it really is and understanding who's really involved with it and who's really doing things and who really claims something like the title of anarchist. You know, I want you to believe that you are an anarchist. You just don't know it yet. And so we're working toward anarchy. It's literal. It's right there in the name. And that's what I want to do every week with you. And I try to make it as easy and painless as possible. And sometimes I tell you, it was a rough week. I had a rough week. Sound like producer Ken had a great week. And he got most of my good energy, I guess. It got sucked up by the good things he was doing because I tell you, I had a rough one. But you know what? Here I am again. And you know what I did at come the end of the week because it was that kind of a week? I purged. I unburdened myself. I took all of those things that had been sitting on the shelf, some of them quite literally, and that were taking up my time and taking up my energy and weren't helping me get where I need to be. And they just created a weight. They took up space. Some of these things physically, literally, some of these things just in my mind. But that's what I did. I did a purge come the end of the week. And some of the physical stuff, you may not believe this. You may not understand this. But like I pulled all my action figure collection. I'm selling them all off. I keep my mini figures, the little Lego figures, but I've spent, what is it now, I guess the last 11 years building that collection. But if you know me, that's something I do. I'll build up a big collection of something and I'll get rid of it. I'll enjoy the chase and enjoy the fun. And this time, I don't think it's going to be replaced. I think what I've done this time is because of the fact that, you know, my interests are so scattered, you know, movies and art and the toys and comic books and just there's a wide range and games and there's a wide range of things that I'm interested in and so much of it is taking away so much time as I just sort of drift about. I wasn't thinking about how much time I spent just sort of standing in a toy aisle looking through toys, you know, and I think that I might be done with that. The movie collection too was another thing that it's just physical. It's burdensome. Like with the toys, I've told you about this, where I have to take them down and I have to clean them, and of course they have to be sort of protected if I want them to survive. Most of them are you just, so let's say what they are. They're cheap plastic. I mean, that's what most of them are. And it's not hard to break them. And they cost money and they take time. And it's just, it's something that I don't think that I'm willing to spread myself out over anymore. I'm not giving up collecting. Like I said, I'll keep the little Lego minifigures. I've really enjoyed them. And there's a part of a reason for that is one of the things that I've been able to do with them is I take the little minifigures, because they're so small and they take up so little space, I can put them in like memory boxes, things like the old glass cases, like golf ball displays. I've converted one of those. I put the figures inside them and I put them behind glass and I hang them up on the wall. They look nice in a display. And I don't have to clean them. I don't have to take them. I just every once in a while I have to wipe off the display, you know. And that's nothing compared to taking hundreds and hundreds of toys. I'm not even joking. I'll share some pictures with you. I don't think you've seen one maybe of me. I'll share some more with you. Next week I'll throw them up there. It's some of the bigger parts of the collection. But hundreds of these toys, I have to take them down all the time and dust them or wash them off if I let them sit up there too long. And it's just one of these things that I'm adding it all up. And I've been thinking about this over time. And about the amount of space that it takes up in my head, whether I realize it or not, and whether it's a positive thing or not. I'm not saying it's bad or it's good or it's anything other than what I believe it to be. And that's something that is taking up valuable time right now for me that I could be directed at something else. And so I'm redirecting, I'm refocusing a little bit, and I've been working on that slowly. It's been a 4 or 5 year long process to get to where I am today and changing my thinking and my priorities. Not that they've ever been particularly off in any sense of where I myself, if it were somebody else in my position, I wouldn't be like, see, you know, you're too distracted, you're not doing the right things. Not that I would ever do that to people anyway. I try to avoid that. I don't give them my opinion on that sort of thing necessarily. So it's redirected energy, and it's where I want to be. It's my thing. I still have the football game on over here in the background, even though my team, I'm giving the quotes, you know, the Knicks in quotes thing, because they're not my team. The Denver Broncos, my favorite team, are just horrible this year, and they got murdered by the team that is accepted. It's actually in Missouri, is accepted as the team that belongs here in Kansas. And their quarterback got hurt, which is another bummer because, you know, he's the bad guy out there on the field. You're supposed to, oh, yeah, you know, ooh, yeah, they're going to take over. Well, their backup, heck, I can't even think of his name, came in, did just a fantastic job. I would recognize the name. If you're into football, you would recognize the name too. It's not coming to me off the top of my head. But Mahomes went out and he came in and did a great game and just smashed the Broncos, just made them look bad. But yeah, so I'm not changing who I am. I'm freeing up some space in my mind and sort of literally in my living space. Go to towardanarchy.com, and right there is everything you need to know about what we have going on today. You got the listen link, and hopefully if you're not doing it, I encourage you to listen through TalkStream. It really works out well for the network and for the show. It gives us a space, a real live time space that you can see how well we're doing in comparison to other people that are running live programming right now. And that's a big deal, because there are other people that are out there talking right now. There are other things going on right now that other people could be tuned into, but they're tuning into RBN and they're listening to us. And so it's a really cool deal. Definitely do that. Make sure. Okay. I get 5 things going on at once here. I was a little bit slow getting myself together today, sort of a couple of last-minute things. In fact, when you get to towardanarchy.com, when we get to today's date, if you've already clicked on it, it's going to change a little bit before the end of this hour. It will change a little bit because I have some more links and information about my guest, Jeremy Harding, who's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And he wanted some more information to share with him. I don't just insist Okay. Oh, that's great. All right. So he's already ready. So we got him in advance and everything. So everything's in place. That's good. That's nice to know. Thank you, Ken. just one more thing off of my mind that I'll have to think about. And like I said, what you'll do is TowardAnarchy.com. You click on today's date. If you already did that, you'll see that some of that stuff's going to change. I'm going to add that here in the break that's coming up before Jeremy joins us. Look, you can go in there. You can jump in the chat room. You can talk with some of those freaks. I encourage you to see what those guys are going on. Listen, I wanted to mention this. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I just keep forgetting about it because there's a lot of you that listen, and I've talked about this before, and I've said this, and you write the show, and you send emails and things, and I see your emails. I just get a lot of stuff. And so I don't necessarily comment on anything, but I see you. I see your stuff, Carol. I know Carol listens all the time. In fact, I got this email from Carol the other day, and I just have to share this. And if my email would load up faster, it looks like 1,000 things loading up in there. I guess that's exactly what I'm talking about. This was great. Carol shared this. It's great orators of the Democrat Party. I don't know if this was, she originated this or she found it somewhere. I thought it was great. It speaks to politicians and the sort of two-sided, two-faced reality of them and who they become and who their parties switch and change over time. One man with courage makes a majority, Andrew Jackson. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The buck stops here, Harry Truman. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. This is about statism. It's okay. John F. Kennedy. But wait, there's more great orators of the Democratic Party, more recent gems of wisdom. And this is the comparison, and this is the important part of it, whether you're a statist or not. It depends on your definition of is. William Jefferson Clinton, man, that's a great one. The rumors are false. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. John Edwards. Wow. Boy, that turned out to be true. Let's see. Gorsuch isn't fit to serve because he uses law and not emotions. Kamala Harris. What difference does it make regarding Benghazi? Hillary Clinton said that. I invented the internet. I've always loved that one. Al Gore. And I get it that some of these things, they contextually, they're out of place. But let's face it, these people, they're all megalomaniacs. They're all psychopaths. They're all nuts. They believe this stuff over time. They convince themselves of these things. America is no longer what it could be, what it was once. And I say to myself, I don't want that future for my children. I attempted to throw another in there, Barack Obama. That's the way it's written in here. So that's how he spoke. I don't know if I could do it. I've never tried to do Barack Obama. I would make a fool of myself if I tried to do it. I have campaigned in all 57 states. Apparently that was Obama too. That's funny. It sucks. You know, that brings me to a point. Another one of these things that is funny to me. You know, I watch a lot of comedians and I hear a lot of people talk about dying on stage. I don't want to hear about it. I really don't. I sympathize, no question about it. But if you have years to prepare yourself for, a speech, a presentation, or months, even weeks, I get it. It sucks if it doesn't go over and the crowd doesn't accept it, and you don't get your laughs, you don't get the attention, the material doesn't get the attention that it deserves, whatever it is, whether it's a comedy or just a presentation. But just to go up there and die, I do sympathize with you, but here's where you lose me. You're up there for 13 minutes, 5 minutes, you bomb on stage, you get off stage, you go off, you go do it another night in front of a different audience. Try it live for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours at a time and die early in the show, knowing that you have to turn the microphone back on in 5 minutes after the commercials are over. Try that one. let's see. You don't need God anymore. You have us Democrats. You know where I'm at. These things resonate with a lot of people. Paying taxes is voluntary. Harry, It was Nancy Pelosi said the thing about God. Homicide is the leading cause of murder. Sheila Jackson. No, the state representative Sheila Jackson. Man, she is a wishy-washy woman, isn't she? Wishy woman. That's a, what the Eagles, witchy woman. No ordinary American cares about constitutional rights. Well, there's no such thing. There's rights that were written down in the Bill of Rights, a separate document from the Constitution that's completely misunderstood and has nothing to do with the organization and operation of government. It's a protection of people's natural rights from government, if you believe in such pieces of paper. Having abortion is no different than having one's tonsils removed. Elizabeth Warren said that. There's a list goes on and on and on. And the point was, is that, guys, you're out there. I know you're listening, and I appreciate that fact. And all of you, Tony, Jacob, Carol, Matt, Chris, Don, Eric, the doctor, Monica. I know all you guys. I see all your emails. I see you guys. You exchange stuff back and forth. And I know you're all out there and you're listening. I appreciate it. The network appreciates it. I just wanted to mention that because it had been something that if you looked at my book, I wrote that down a couple of weeks ago. I have I jot down some stuff as I go through the week as opposed to the things that I share at towardanarchy.com. If you click on today's date, Sunday, October 20th. Like I said, it's going to change here at the break, which is coming up in about 3 minutes. Jeremy Harding, anarchist activist. He's host of his own radio programs. And he's one of these characters. A lot like myself is out there. He's doing his thing. He's trying to find his space and trying to find his voice. He's an interesting character, and I'm going to talk to him. I want to see what he's about, and I just want to have that conversation with him, you know. I wrote down some of the things that I thought we might try to talk about, just because social media, broadcasting itself, labels. I shared my link again, the Labels Matter link. I think that's an important one because it separates us. And I know that my guest, Jeremy Harding, he's into bringing the anarchist, the hyphenations together and wants to do that. Celebritarians, we're minor celebritarians ourselves, I guess. We'll talk about them a little bit. We'll give them some attention. We won't over-attend to them by anything because a lot of them are attention whores. I shared some more links with you. After decades of pushing degrees, the U.S. needs more tradespeople. You can actually do both. I'm a product of both. Community colleges, places where you can go to learn a trade and a skill, and as opposed to learn how to be an educated moron. I did that too. I went to K-State for a while. I couldn't handle it. I got out. Not that I couldn't do the work. I couldn't stand. One of the things that happened to me, and it was one of the biggest things that really made me mad, is that I spent all this time in the same state building toward a bachelor's degree, just going along with it and just playing the game. And when I got to K-State, they're like, no, you can't take this class, can't do that, no, we don't offer that. Well, why the hell is it in your book? Why is it not now? Why is it this? Why doesn't this transfer over? I worked at, you know, I would have gone into K-State basically needing 1 year of schooling, and they knocked an entire year off of that. And I do well. I mean, when I get into something, I dive into it. I make A's in my schooling. Let's see, another link, blue-collar trade benefits. And these are over the last few weeks, things that I've come across. And just highlight that idea that I've hit on before, that there's an over-excessive interest and push towards sending people to college. It's not necessary. People need to go where they need to go. That's it's a debt trap thing, and that's the point of it, is that they're luring you to go into college to get you into that debt trap, to get you into the system, to get you, you know, as soon as you start going to college, or as soon as you get to the point where you're going to be going to college, your name magically gets out there, unless you're really, really careful about locking down all of these check this box if you don't want your information shared, because all the schools do that now too. If you haven't been in the public school system in a while, they all do that, information sharing and things like that. You got to do the same thing, and they will share your information. We've got to go into a break, and we have a few minutes before my guest Jeremy Harding joins us at the bottom of the hour, and I will make the updates at towardanarchy.com. It is Toward Anarchy. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
It's a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the fact that you can take your time. And it's funny, I had this conversation earlier this week. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. Somebody actually stated to me that they thought that audio was the hardest way to listen, to absorb information. And I guess on some level I understand that, except for that it was the way they put it, it took more time overall, that they had to concentrate on it more so that they couldn't do anything else. And I've always looked at it the opposite way. They wanted to watch the 1 minute video, and I was like, I would rather listen to the 1 minute speech or oration of something, because I can do other stuff. I do this all the time. I have entertainment or audio or even, I guess, even video. I turn on something like a Joe Rogan, although I got bored of that real quick. You know, you were witness to it. I had never participated in the Joe Rogan phenomenon before, other than news radio. I love that show. I watched a whole bunch of it. I got burned out on it real quick. I was done with it. And so I haven't even really gone back to do any of that. He's had a couple of guests on here, you know, over the last week or something like that, that brought me back to it for a day, but it was old real fast. Go to towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date. My guest, Jeremy Harding, is going to join me here in just a couple of minutes. But right up there, you'll see the information. If you are already there on the page, click the refresh on your browser, and you'll see I updated the links. You get Jeremy's spot there on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, also his website, and we will talk to him about the things that he is into. I just wanted to point out a couple other things on the page. There was one other story up there, one other link that I hadn't mentioned yet. Guns prevent thousands of crimes every day, and the research shows that that's true. And I'm someone who can speak to that myself. I did the math this week, and it was something like close to 16 million hours in my life that there has been a firearm in my possession or in arm's reach of my position where I'm at right now. And no question about it, 15, 20 minutes of that 16 million minutes, I was real damn glad I had a gun on me. This is only the land of take what you want. Anarchy means without leaders, not without rulers. With anarchy comes an age of ordnung, of true order, which is to say voluntary order. This age of ordnung will begin when this thing is stretched out across my screen. My microphone is, I moved everything. I'm not quite used to it yet. I heard that. This age of Ordung will begin when the mad and incoherent cycle of where these bulletins reveal has run its course. This is not Anarchy Eve. This is chaos. I apologize for that. That's my own fault for just copying the quote directly instead of maybe, well, one, for making sure that I practice those couple of words that are in there, ordung, which it explains that to you, true order. God, what a weird word, German words. It's got to be a German word, right? It's very funny. It's very odd. Let's see if we can figure out what it means real quick. German-English translation. Well, there you go. Let's see. Yeah, I know that I can find the translation. How about why don't you just tell me what it means? Confusion. Well, isn't that fitting? This confusion. That quote is from the comic book, not the movie, V for Vendetta. That's Alan Moore's great work, and he's just an amazing individual, weird and fun and fantastic, just like a lot of these people. That I shared the link for his bio up there on. Oh no, I didn't. Oh wow, I did this. I started out to do a Salvador Dali quote. I've got just a minute to fix this, and I'll do it during the break, and then I'll bring in my guest Jeremy Harding. I started to do a Salvador Dali quote, but I wasn't satisfied with it, and so I pulled it and I left the link to Salvador Dali. I'll replace that during the break, and I'll put the Alan Moore link up there so you can find his bio. And I'll do Salvador Dali next week. You want to talk about an interesting character? Boy, he was a wild one, man. Those artists that go full tilt, man. Some of those guys, they just interesting. It was interesting correlations with Salvador Dali and other individuals, myself even a little bit, of people who appear to be on one side of an issue, and when they speak out, they say that they're not on it, that the people that are on that side of the issue really get crazy. It's the second you start arguing with a liberal and they call you a Nazi. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I was reading through his bio. And I've been sharing these through Wikipedia. You can do your own research. I hate to throw that at you, but you can. I've just given you a launching point, drop these crumbs. Look, it's Wikipedia, and if you watch some of these shows where they actually go and ask the people if the stuff is correct on their Wikipedia page, a lot of times it really is correct. Jeremy Harding is up next right here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
All right, let's point your browser to towardanarchy.com, and right up there near the top of the page when you get there, right after the main links, is the link that says Sunday, October 20th. Click on that, and you can follow along all the links, everything that I'm talking about. Well, not everything. A lot of the things we'll be talking about with my guest, Jeremy Harding, who is just now joining me. It's up there, man. The links are there. The start, the place where you can go. I wanted to try to do this again real quick with replace these words there. This is only the land of take what you want. Anarchy means without leaders, not without order. With anarchy comes an age of order, of true order, which is to say voluntary order. This age of order will begin when the mad and incoherent cycle of confusion that these bulletins reveal has run its course. This is not anarchy, Eve. This is chaos. And that's Alan Moore. I just had to reread that because I just felt so bad. I feel dumb. I just try to present it that way. I make myself an authority, present you with information. I can't even say the stupid words, don't even know what they mean. Makes you sound dumb. Jeremy Harding is my guest, and I'm not going to tell you who he is because I hate doing that. I'm just going to introduce him to you. I'm going to say thank you for joining me, brother. It's really great to get a chance to talk to you. Tell my listener a little bit about yourself, man.
I'm the guy people come to when they want to have a worse day.
I love it.
I'm an incredibly unpleasant person to talk to about most things, and most of the time I end up making somebody's view of the world darker, so they stop talking to me. But the few who do follow me on social media and listen to my content, absorb it on my site, which is jeremiaharding.com. And mostly I'm here to spread my particular pessimistic, cynical outlook and show people where the demons are hiding, because they are everywhere.
Oh, that's great. I love the way you put that, because there's a place for it. And I think that's a reality of what all of us out here are trying to do, is find a place for our voice and where it is. And it helps to admit that that's who you are and recognize who you are. I definitely understand that. I, too, have this tendency when people ask to tell them the truth. And when they find out real quick, they don't necessarily want to hear the truth.
Well, and it's because they're used to confirmation bias and they don't like cognitive dissonance. It's a real problem, especially since this society is heavily dependent on basic brainwashing that starts when kids are young and does not stop when they're adults. And that brainwashing starts out with a system that shames people for not participating in a way that the system would like them to, that being the public school system. It continues on to an adult life where if you're not following the latest trends, if you don't do what everybody else is doing, if you're not like a part of some extracurricular thing in college like you were talking about, which is basically a scam, if you don't do what the professors, the teachers, the system tells you to do, you won't get anywhere. And so people learn to accept that. I saw a thing about it on this guy who I subscribed to recently. I can't remember what his name is. Something like Tantacool, something like that. He does really interesting music breakdowns. And he was describing the nature of corporate music. And I was very interested in this particular video. That's why I clicked on it and I subscribed afterward, because it was funny. But, and also because it really hit home how society grinds down the spirit of something so that it can get a stripped down version of what, you know, what they want. In this case, music, in this case, arts, where they're getting a very condensed version that, like, it can appeal to pretty much everybody because it has no soul. And he said that we internalize our sacrifice, that we learn to accept what we have to cut out of ourselves in order to live in this world. And because of that, from a very young age until adulthood, conformity is the answer to not being hurt. So people avoid the pain by going with the flow. And they don't like to hear that everything is actually bad anyway, even though they have sacrificed as much as they have. It's a painful reality.
It's, and here's the thing that I'm seeing, And it's one of the reasons that I come and I do this thing and try to sort of exercise my own demons, is what I see is that they by the time they get older and they realize that they've been scammed, that they played along this whole time and that they didn't win the game. They're told if they, you know, you just go along, you'll win at the game, you'll be successful in life. And they don't. When they get to the end of it, their house is mortgaged a couple of times over, reverse mortgages, this, that, and the other thing. They owe on a couple of cars, retirement's looming. It all catches up with them, and they turn really, really angry. And it's something that I've never wanted to see in myself. I watch it so much throughout my life, other people just being angry and unsatisfied with the backside of their life, you know. Enjoy it. It's that same old story, I guess, of living hard young and then regretting it for the rest of your life, except that these people, they were told that they were doing the right thing, that they were playing by the rules, and that they would be successful at it. They were conned.
Yeah, well, and they were lured into it by, like, there's a reason tech markets so heavily to kids. And the reason that is because not only can you get them hooked on your devices so that the planned obsolescence of these devices can be a constant revenue stream to your multi-billion dollar corporations, but so that these kids will want to be involved in the new tech future, the new tech world, like basic propaganda, like Ready Player One is basic corporate propaganda for VR machines. You could have this cool experience someday, but only if you let us do what we do. And it keeps on progressing this sort of way, the deep fakes sort of taking root, and all these sorts of tech advancements, Portal on Facebook being advertised directly to children using literal Muppets. And people don't look at it cynically. They don't look at it like it's a problem. So they grow up in this environment where they're like, oh, well, this is all such cool stuff, so let me, you know, contribute to the coolness and I'll get rewarded for it. And yes, you will, but the coolness also comes with enslavement. And when you tell people that the devices that they're using are the mark of the beast, that all of these like little tech advancements, all these little machinations of the corporate and corporo-fascist state are all designed to hold their chains, they recoil. They say, relax, dude, it's just an insert a thing. And, you know, they don't like to really look at the harshness of reality, which is why most people don't listen to me, which is why most people don't listen to most people who have something interesting or novel to say, because that would mean admitting that there was something wrong with the old model, or at least that it's possible that there was, and the old model is what they thought they were getting in on.
Well, you mentioned it before, cognitive dissonance, and you specifically stated that it was painful, and that's the reality of it. Cognitive dissonance is very painful. It's hard to reconcile. It hurts in your brain and hurts physically in your body when you, especially if you've been invested in it for so many years. I mean, it's nothing for me to look at the state or to look at the latest, newest con and go, you know, because I've got it since I was 12. But it's another thing for somebody who's 30, 40, 50, 60 years old finding out about these things for the first time and realizing that everything that they believed is just a complete upside-down lie.
Well, and not only is it a lie, but it's a lie that they were trained to tell themselves. You have to teach people that these things are good for them, so that when they build themselves into the system, they don't feel like they're built into a wall. It's happy control. It's friendly fascism, as Consolidated would put it. And it's, you know, the tyranny of self-enslavement. And you have to kill the cop in your own mind before any cop in real life will die.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we could really get into that conversation. It's great. I like this idea of trying to figure out the people a little bit, because I know who I am, right? I get who I am. And I think I get other people, if they're open and exposed enough to be honest about who they really are. But I want to try to convince myself that I'm not getting something with these people, that there's something that I'm missing. But over the years, I keep going through it and I go, no, I tried that. I followed that rule. I played that game. I'm not missing something. I deliberately did these things. I didn't follow along with them. I went along to see if I could actually make them be successful and work. And, you know, playing the game of voting, supporting the thin blue line, playing around with all of these different ideas of, you know, are we America instead of people? I wish that I could articulate this a little bit better, because this is where it starts to fall apart for me. And I've been finding this out actually for a couple of weeks now, in spots where the conversation becomes so much more nebulous about just how people and how the system responds, because it's so big and it's so overbearing.
Well, the thing is, people like to claim that this system is voluntary. They like to claim that they're free because of the limited choices that they have, because they're less limited than, insert an example. And in doing so, they take pride in their accomplishments and in their participation in this system because it's better than, insert another system. And when you think of things that way, when it's relative rather than absolute, when you don't look at your loss of freedom and liberty at the threats that constantly pervade everybody as what they are, but rather minor inconveniences in the lesser of two evils, you start to accept it.
Yeah, that's it. I think you just hit on it, and I hate to go geek, but it's the Star Wars thing. It's the light side versus the dark side, and the dark side is easier, more seductive. It's the easiest path. It's easier to do the game, to play along with the state and just accept it, than it is to actually buck that system, because I'm an example of it. My entire life has been nothing but butting my heads with the system in that sense. And so I guess that's what I'm trying to get at here, and bringing guests like yourself and other people. I've been really good in my life of activism and with my voice in this arena, pointing out the bad things and saying this is what's wrong. And now I guess I'm really trying to find more of the things that are right, and to just go for the positive direction myself, because I'm finding myself too angry, too invested in things that I can't change, for one, and that's other people. That's it. It's that I'm investing too much of myself in not being able to change, in emotionally attaching to things that I can't change and people that I can't change, and it's painful.
Well, see, here's the thing. First off, and I've made this point many times in many different places, but I'll make it in the PG version here. Okay. Star Wars sucks for ethics. When you're dealing with Star Wars, it's dealing with binaries and then saying binaries are bad. I mean, only Sith deal in absolutes is a statement made on a side with things like there is no try, only do or do not do, right?
Right.
And the whole Sith versus Jedi is an absolute paradigm. It's a binary of light versus dark. The idea that Star Wars should be our guide for ethics, to me, is wrong. And for instance, fear leads to anger? No. Fear doesn't lead to anger. Fear leads to the understanding for action. Anger can happen independent of fear. And in this particular case, if you want to talk fiction, let's talk that movie Network, where first you've got to get mad. First you've got to, you know, say, I'm a human being. My life has value. and you've got to get mad at the people who say that you can't say that. That's what that. So by the Star Wars Jedi versus Sith paradigm, that guy is a Sith Lord. I don't agree. I think being angry is a rational response. I think being hateful of your oppressors is a rational response. I mean, I was talking to somebody just today who responded to me posting an article about a state trooper who pulled a gun on a veteran for speeding to the hospital to see his dying mother by saying he was driving like a maniac and complaining about a 9-minute stop, then gets out and spits on the officer car. Yeah, the cop's in the wrong here. And he was being sarcastic. And so I responded that he got out the first time to quickly give information. He wasn't driving like a maniac. He only spat on the officer's car after it took forever. First rule of guns, don't point at anything you don't want destroyed. Destruction for spit. And he's like, don't get out of the car. Don't get out of the car. He repeated that like twice for some reason. Swerving, he misspelled. In and out of lanes, speeding and occupying a lane designed for multiple drivers. Spitting on his car and being unruly will certainly not help the speed. Cop was willing to destroy him, but didn't. That's his sticking point. So I said, no law says you can't, in reference to don't get out of the car. Like a maniac is a positive statement. Burden of proof is on you. And I said, basically, that the cop threatened him with murder. Not only do accidental discharges happen, but he chose lethal over less than lethal. How does that boot leather taste? And he spent the rest of the thread trying to justify this.
And so, they always do. We got to go into a break. My guest is Jeremy Harding. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Just before we went to the break, my guest Jeremy Hardick was talking to us about a conversation that I have regularly. I'm sure he does as well. And it tends to end up going the same direction every time. And that's that conversation with the boot leather licking status that support the so-called thin blue line. And this is a short segment here, Jeremy. Go ahead and finish what it was, this conversation that you were having.
Well, I mean, there's not much more to be said. He was trying to defend this cop for pulling a gun on somebody for being unruly and spitting, when that would be considered criminal menacing if it happened to anybody else. There's a guy, I don't know if you've had him on your show yet, another Jeremy, he goes by Jeremy Hengler, and he was arrested for pulling a knife on a reporter who refused to get off his property. The reporter was harassing him on his property because he made a post that some local fuzz didn't like, because he's an anarchist too.
And they attacked his business and everything, didn't they?
Yes, and yeah. He pulled a knife on this reporter and was sent to jail for menacing. But this cop can pull a gun on a guy on the side of the road with no weapon, not threatening the cop, nothing. And the only reason this guy needs to support that is that he spat on the car, I guess. My point in bringing that up, though, wasn't to rake this guy over the coals. It's why I didn't say who he was and only read what he was saying.
Sure.
My point was to bring up the fact that, reasonably speaking, anger is an appropriate response to this sort of person. I mean, let me be very clear. You had a part of your show today. I was listening to it. I didn't mute the ads. And the show has this thing where the guy says, "I am not a number. I'm a human being." He sounds pretty angry to me. So I don't think that anger, like, and hatred and all these things that Star Wars says are bad are bad. I think it's good to be angry. I think it's good to be hateful, as long as you direct it at the right targets.
I think that's a fair assessment of anything. And I know Jeremy, digitally, and I should get him on the show to talk to him about it, because the fact is I've been through that situation. I've been in that a situation where the state has accused me of aggravated assault, ultimately, when what I was doing was defending myself, where the other person instigated things. And it's because I carry a gun. It's mm-hmm. the fact that I am prepared to answer threats of violence with actual violence.
Yes.
Right. If somebody comes at you threatening to hurt you and you point a gun at them, unless they're actually willing to be shot, they stop advancing on you. I can attest to this for a fact. And you don't have to kill somebody. Now, this is the other part of the argument. Now, I'll let you do that real quick. But you don't have to shoot somebody to end a situation, to defuse a situation, like these cops always do. We're going into a break. Go ahead quick. Gotcha. You got just another minute to go ahead and finish your thought, though.
Well, okay. It doesn't matter, though. The cop is armed. Anybody that would be, in a position to stop you from wielding and possessing a sidearm is probably armed themselves. It's the hypocrisy of supporting the state in something you wouldn't support a civilian doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely 100% truth. We'll be back on Toward Anarchy.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.